This is a recording of Mary Beek, one of the coordinators of the Adoption Research Initiative, talking to Alan Rushton, a visiting professor at the Institute of Psychiatry, King's College London. They're discussing the Adoption Research Initiative study, Enhancing Adoptive Parenting, which was led by Alan and Elizabeth Monk at the Thomas Coram Research Unit at the Institute of Education in London. Enhancing Adoptive Parenting addresses adoption support, which was one of the broad themes of the initiative. It's a study which tested the cost-effectiveness of two parenting support programmes, which were specifically designed by Alan and his colleagues for adopters who'd recently begun to parent a child placed from care who was displaying emotional and behavioural difficulties in their placement. It was a particularly ambitious study, in that it attempted to evaluate in a very systematic way the outcomes of adoption support using a randomised controlled trial.
So, Alan, could you tell me what was the most rewarding aspect of this research project for you?
Well, this was a study of adoption support. Adoption involves transferring children into a new and unrelated family. And that's a very radical intervention, which usually brings huge benefits, but also can entail risks. So it's crucial to support these placements effectively. Although careful selection and preparation of adopters is essential, I believe the early months and years of placement, where the adopters are building relationships and have to meet the challenge of often highly disturbed behaviour in the children, is the time when it really counts to offer sound parenting advice. So, having the opportunity to both organise the delivery of a new parenting programme for adopters and to conduct an independent evaluation was a very exciting and also daunting opportunity.
And you've mentioned that it was daunting. What would you say was the most challenging aspect of it for you?
I think there were lots of difficulties in actually making contact with the adopters, partly because of the strictures of our ethical committee and the fact we had to negotiate with some 20 different local authorities to get permission to set up the study. And we had various layers of the organisation to negotiate with, all the way from the directors through to the principal officers through to the frontline workers, to be able to get them to make contact with the adopters on our behalf. And that was a much more complicated procedure than we thought.
And thinking of the findings, what do you think is the most powerful finding from the project?
Well, can I say two findings?
Yeah.
It was sort of aiming for two things, really.
Sure.
We were trying to see whether we could modify the adoptive parenting to enhance the parenting, and we were trying to see if we could modify the children's very disturbed behaviour. So I'll take them separately, if you like. And I think we did find it was possible to produce positive change in some aspects of the adoptive parenting. So we produced evidence that the adopter's satisfaction with parenting their child increased more in those receiving the parenting program, and in fact the level of satisfaction actually reduced in those receiving the standard service. So we do have good, strong statistical evidence that there was a difference between the intervention group and the standard service group. So we think it was our major positive finding. The other attempt was to see whether changes in the parenting had a kind of knock-on effect to the mental health of the children, did not show any great difference in either one of the groups over time. But you have to remember that these children had very abusive histories before they came into the adoptive placements. They were late placed in their middle childhood. Also, they were selected on the basis of having a very high level of problem. So we intended this to be a highly problematic group. And in the light of that, it was not that surprising that the problems didn't diminish significantly in a short period of time.
Yeah. Okay. And if you had to choose just sort of one key message for practice from your findings, what would that be?
Well, we tried to develop this parenting program, a structured, security-based, well-founded parenting program that was specially tailored for adopters. And we would say that this approach was highly appreciated by the adopters and did bring positive benefits, and therefore needs to be more widely available. And we, in our approach, tried to address both problems of behaviour management but also understanding these children, the likely consequences of their abusive history on their current difficulties. And we'd like to put forward the idea that both the management of behaviour and the understanding of the problems are both important, and we would be do well to include both elements in a parenting programme, neither one nor the other, because the parent, the adoptive parents appreciated both.
Sure. So, Alan, could you highlight, first of all, some messages for professionals who are working in children and family social work?
Yes, I'll try. I think it needs to be said that this parenting programme was not intended to represent all aspects of adoption support. It's only a part of it. Nor will a 10-week programme be all that's needed for many struggling families. So it shouldn't be seen as an all-purpose intervention. Nevertheless, we are putting it forward as a parenting manual that's now tried and tested, and a method that could help to enhance adoptive parenting and thereby to secure any unstable placements and hopefully to prevent disruptions.
Okay, and how about messages for professionals working in adoption services?
Well, some adoptive families need more than simple group support or a generalised social work support service. Some families need help in understanding the often baffling behaviour of their children and need more specific help in managing the conduct problems, emotional dysregulation and attachment distortions frequently present in maltreated children. So a tailored, specially devised parenting manual is, I hope, likely to be a relevant and effective contribution to the field of adoption support.
And other messages do you feel for professionals who are involved in commissioning children's services?
Well, in terms of local authorities and external commissioning, I hope they'll continue to engage the expertise of the voluntary adoption support agencies in trying to achieve better outcomes for placed children and their adoptive families. So this might be an opportunity where a 10-week structured parenting programme might be more easily delivered than, say, in a local authority adoption team where the pressures are such that to allocate 10 weeks to a single family is often beyond their resources.
And what would you say are the most important messages from your study for adoptive parents?
Well, adopters, particularly those taking children late placed from the care system, have often found it very hard in the past to find relevant and effective post-adoption services, and often they end up struggling alone or have done. So to them it's not an admission of failure to seek help with parenting a very difficult child. Adoption researchers have shown what a wide range of problems these children can have and how severe and how long-lasting they can be. So adopters deserve to have access to skilled and expert help, and they should be prepared when they look for help to question whether or not what's being offered is genuinely well supported and has evidence to support its usefulness.
And what would you say are the outstanding issues for more research in this field?
Well, I believe in continuing to test for the effectiveness of interventions. That's going to involve regular collaborations between professional researchers and service managers and practitioners. And unless we build up a platform of research-based and practice-related knowledge, we will fail to make progress in adoption support. There'll be a standstill for the next decade. We do need to do more. But what I've been looking at, parenting, is perhaps only one aspect that needs to be looked at. Various other types of intervention could well be rigorously evaluated. For example, offering group support to adopters, telephone counselling, intensive family work, parent and child work, individual child therapy, maybe work with very difficult relationships within sibling groups. So there's still much more to be done, and it would be nice to see a programme of evaluating many other aspects of adoption support apart from just parenting programmes.
That's really helpful. Thank you very much.
Very good.